Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Listen to this. I read that breweries across the country are turning beer into hand sanitizer. But be careful with Coors Light sanitizer because there's not enough alcohol in it to do anything.
Hey, good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah helping those that have been ghosted, which is kind of weird because not a lot of people are dating right now.
I mean, I hope no one is dating in person because that would be bad.
But if there was a point fairly recently where you were ghosted, we're here to help you out. Got Jillian on the line who wants some answers. Jillian, when did you go out with Danny?
It was last weekend. So not too soon, not too long ago.
Before the world shut down. What? I don't want to encourage dating is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Like there was a cutoff.
What happened?
Well, we went on this date. We had actually met over a dating app. So we talked on the app actually for about a week. We had these incredible deep conversations and we were telling each other everything. I mean, he told me, gosh, how many kids he wanted. He told me.
Dude.
Like what his perfect wife would look like. He told me about some like family drama that he and his brother, I guess, had gone through. Like we talked about very, very deep, personal, meaningful stuff that I wouldn't share with just anyone. And so then we met up, we went on our date. It went exactly the same way, the same exact deep conversation. I just felt so incredibly connected with him. I've never connected with someone that quickly. It was just really intense right from the get-go. And then the date ended. I thought it went really well, but since then I haven't heard from him. So I don't understand, I guess, how someone can go so deep and personal with this amazing connection and then nothing. And I don't know with this coronavirus, we have so much time on our hands. I mean, he told me, you know, he got word that he might have to telecommute. I don't know, but so I know he's got time on his hands.
All of a sudden, excuses go flying out of the window.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And now is a time, more so than ever, where we need to check in on people that we care about.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, Jillian, let's call Danny, see if we can't figure out what happened, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Danny.
This is Danny.
Hi, Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio with the morning show, Mix 94.7, and we also have Jillian on the phone. We're in the middle of our segment called Waiting by the Phone. I hope you have a second to talk to us. She just told us that you guys have been talking for a while and have had some pretty intense conversations and that you guys went out on an amazing date, and then all of a sudden you've kind of been MIA. So first of all, we're glad that you're all right.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you really think he wasn't?
You never know.
You never know.
Accidents happen.
I'm sorry. We're on the radio right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You are okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm good. You know, I'm just dealing with all this coronavirus stuff.
Yeah.
Going on in the world.
So I guess we're just trying to help Jillian understand what happened. Was it something that she did, or is there something going on in your own life? I mean, it's kind of an uncertain time, and we're just here to help her get some answers. She really likes you.
Oh,
whoa, Booker, that was like nice. Really putting it out there.
We're not beating around the bush.
Okay,
Jillian, is it safe to say that you really like him?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we had an amazing connection that I don't find with just anyone, and I don't know if that's worth just throwing away. I'd like to pursue it. I would hope he does too.
This is a little weird, but I mean, like, the world has literally gone to crap, you know, and like, I frankly, not to be mean, but I have like some little more important things to figure out right now, like how I'm going to pay my bills, you know, because I don't know what's going on with my work. And like, the day was, it was a good day. Like, it was fine. But like, I'm probably not going to be able to see you for the next 8 weeks at least. So, we went on one date and I'm not going to be able to see you for a while. So I just kind of have to focus on my bills and stuff right now.
Couple of questions, Danny. Okay. Why didn't you just tell her that? And you went pretty deep with the conversation, so.
Yeah, which leads one to think you wanted to go deep.
Oh, well, I honestly, I didn't know how crazy things were going to get when we went out last weekend. You know, it wasn't what it is now. So there's that. But, I mean, like, our conversation, like, I went deep because, like, that's what girls like to talk about, you know? And that's so, like, I go out on dates, that's what I talk about on the first date, to, like, kind of give them what they want, you know? Just talk about the stuff they want to hear.
That's exactly what we're saying.
I mean,
okay.
Jillian, it sounds like maybe this isn't the right fit.
I understand that there's other things going on, but with how well we communicated, I would think that at the very least you could do me the favor of communicating that you're not interested.
Right.
At the very least.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what better time to communicate than right now? That's all we got. It's time to communicate.
Yep.
All right. Well, exactly. There you go, Jillian.
It's rough.
Let's keep on keeping on. And Danny, good luck to you, okay?
All right.
I don't know what your financial situation is or your employment situation, but I...
We feel you.
But we all hope for the best for you.
Absolutely.
And the best to you, Jillian. I just, I got to deal with some other stuff right now.
I understand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.